Mark chapter 13 and verse 14 tells us that Jesus ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. And send them forth he did. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, beginning with verse 1, tells us, when Jesus had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. These 12 Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In verse 1 that I just read to you, tells us that Jesus gave them power. This power that he gave them was not the infilling of the Holy Ghost, nor was it the baptism with the Holy Ghost. This was power that Jesus himself delegated to them in order to do the ministry which he had sent them to do. In the Old Testament, other men had been given power to do a work for God. Other men had felt this anointing upon their life in order that they would do what the Lord had directed them to do. But it was not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter, when Joshua heard those men prophesying, he ran to Moses and told him what was going on. And Moses said, are you jealous because of me? I'm going to paraphrase this. Moses said, don't worry about it, Joshua. Don't stop them. I would that all of the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Little did Moses know at the time that the day would come when the Holy Spirit would not just be given to a particular few to do just a particular job. And many, many years after Moses had already died, Joel comes up and says that it should come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. On my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Joel's prophecy, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, was to be upon all flesh, women and men, sons and daughters. Daughters would even be prophesying. I know there's some people who don't believe that women should prophesy. Well, I think if God moves upon them, they have as much right prophesying as does the man. It happened in the Old Testament. You remember Miriam, the sister of Moses and Aaron. She was a prophetess. You'll find this in Exodus 15 and verse 20. And then in the book of Judges, the Bible said that Deborah was a prophet, and she judged Israel at that time. And then in 2 Kings chapter 22 and verse 14, it tells us that Hilkiah, the priest, went into Hodad, the prophetess, the wife of Shalom, and they communed with her. And then Isaiah tells us in chapter 8 and verse 3, I went into the prophetess, and she conceived and bare a son. And then in Luke chapter 2, tells us about a lady named Anna, a prophetess. She was of great age, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you. This is C.M. Atkinson, the host of Give Me 5 Minutes. Join me here Monday through Friday at 1:25 p.m. on WZAP right here in Bristol, Virginia. I'm looking forward to being a blessing to you and your family.